is the Tom Likas Show.
You want to announce to the whole world that you're from New York?
Now, from New York City.
Do you think people from New York should just shut up?
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From New York City, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at tom.show. You can hear us on our free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, you and me. And another edition of WAP, Wide Open Phones, where anything goes, anything at all. We can talk about anything that's on your mind. It could be anything we discussed on the show this week. Anything you think we should have talked about. You can call up, yell, scream, complain, jump up and down. It's all fair game as long as you're absolutely fascinated. If you're not, we kick your ass the hell off the telephone. It's just that simple. All you need to do is call us here at this number right now. 901-3000-TOM. That's our number. 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. Now, we had Cody, and now we don't have Cody. Dean, what happened?
Fucking pussy, dude. The minute I got on with him, he all of a sudden had trouble with her name and then the phone number, which basically, if you're talking to me, even if you're talking to me, you can look at your phone always and tell you somebody's number. It doesn't take all that much. So he started to, like, peter out, go slower and slower and slower. And, of course, we had to go right to news. But the minute that we went to news, then, of course, Cody dropped off. So I started calling him. And no dice, Holmes. He's
pussy!
Out. Dude, you got to be kidding me. So I knew, I had this feeling the way Ed was like, come on, homeboy, do it. And I'm like, this dude's a fucking pansy. So the minute he got on with me, I'm like, come on, dude, just, I have to tell her she's going on the air anyway, so it's not going to be a secret. So just tell me her name and number, her real name and everything, and we'll call her up and hash it out on the air. And that's when he started to drag his feet. And, of course, the end result was hanging up.
Yeah. He was a big man when he was talking on the air, though.
I'm tempted to find her because I think through the partial bits of information, I think I'm going to find her. So
really?
I'm going to look at that. Yeah. Cause I'm going to call her anyway. So hopefully, I bet that pussy's already calling her saying, don't pick up or this. But I'm going to talk to her and say that we want to hear her side of the story, even without him, so you can say all the things that he had been saying. So we'll just fuck him for fucking us. So let me look for our girl.
We could play back some clips of some of the things he said.
Definitely. It would have been different if he goes, you know what, I had a change of heart. Then he could have taken his lumps that way, but to just hang up and not pick the phone back up after I'm calling him repeatedly, that, and then now in a frantic, you know, mode trying to contact her and saying, hey, don't pick up, you know, whatever, that's probably what he's doing now, but I will get around that.
Not a bad looking guy.
Right. That
grandma, if a guy named Dino calls, just hang up.
Uh-huh.
I change her clothes to if I have to.
But I'm going to call his girlfriend. If I can find it, I'll do a little homework. Done.
Sounds good to me.
I am a loser. I understand that.
All right, WAP, 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. Christopher in Reno, Nevada. You're on the Tom Likas Show, Christopher. Hello.
Reno, Nevada. Where the hell is that?
You're asking me?
I'm just kidding. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Christopher. You know, I've been to Reno. In fact, Gary and I were to Reno. We were there together.
Nice. It's not a bad place to be.
No. We did a show there way back in the day.
Yeah, there's some good history out here.
Yes.
And first of all, I'd like to thank Dino for putting me on the line. I've got what's that?
Just my job.
I'm telling Dean, good work. Give him a pat on the back.
Oh, are you? Physically or just looking him in the eye?
Kind of hard to do. My arm is not quite that long.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I've got a unique story. I just want to tell this to all those guys out there that have girlfriends. I had a girlfriend just a couple days ago, and she went to the sheriff's office and put a protection order against me because she was spending the night, just one night, and I didn't know about it, and the sheriff's department came over, I guess.
Wait. Something you said doesn't make any sense. She was spending the night just one night. Doing
what? Correct.
Doing what?
We were watching TV.
So it's the first time she spent the night at your home?
No, it's not the first night. She's been spending the night on and off for months.
Something we warned you about a long time ago, right?
That's absolutely correct.
And let's review. You knew more than the professor.
No. I don't know more than the professor.
Well, two things you did. One is you had a girlfriend.
Yep, that was wrong.
Two, you had a woman come to your house.
Yep, that was wrong.
All right. So, go ahead.
So, anyways,
even though you heard me tell you not to do those things, you did them anyway because you knew more.
No, I didn't know more. I just did those things. It doesn't mean I knew more. I just
so despite
that.
The fact that I gave you the right advice, you ignored
correct.
It and did your own thing.
That's right. And that's why I want to explain this to, you know, all the men out there as to what can happen. So I own my own home. Actually, I pay mortgage on my home. I'm the only person on the mortgage for the home. And yet she stayed a single night and got angry at me, apparently went to the court and got a protection order against me, and I had to move out of my house. She was living at a hotel, and yet she filed a protection order, and I have to move.
Wouldn't you see it as a red flag when you're dating a woman who lives in a hotel?
Well, she wasn't living at a hotel when I met her. She was renting a house.
And why did she move into a hotel?
Because she couldn't afford the house.
Mm-hmm. So I would say whether you think it was suspicious or not, when someone's living in a hotel, something's wrong.
Absolutely, that's wrong. But
you said, come on over and watch a movie with me.
Yeah, I did. And that was wrong. I should have went to her fucking hotel.
Right.
And so anyway.
Now, you've heard me tell you not to do that, so why did you go against the advice that I'd given you and everybody else?
Because I was stupid.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the entire audience in here.
Oh, okay. But what I don't understand is why I get kicked out of my own home and she gets to stay there, rent-free for, I went and got an eviction order, and it takes like 30 days.
Right. That's why
how
I say under no, but you see, I've already explained that this is happening. So I have told you that is why you don't let them in your home for a night, ever, not ever. And I've said this over and over, and guys like you ignore me and go ahead and do your own thing. Well, go right ahead. Now you see what happens when you do your own thing.
Right, and as I understand, you've in the past have got a PTO against you. Were you ever how did you fight that?
Well, I did not have a PTO against me, but I know a number of people who have. Friends.
Gotcha.
People have been thrown out of their own homes. It's happened to many people I know.
Didn't you have a domestic violence?
Yes, but there was no PTO.
Oh. So it's possible to have a domestic violence and not have a PTO?
The woman has to demand it.
Oh. Well, she did. And
my ex-wife, when she found out that I was in jail, she was so drunk the night I was arrested, she didn't remember that I had been taken away by the police.
Yeah, and that's
so,
the thing is...
when she found out that I was in jail, the district attorney's office called her and said, what do you want us to do? And she said, send him home. He didn't do anything.
Wow. Yeah, she was... My girlfriend, who stayed the night, was so
Your girlfriend
drunk.
Is a grifter. You're going to have to come to terms with that. She's not a girlfriend. She's a grifter.
Okay. Well, when
you know what a grifter is?
Yeah, she's pretty much homeless.
But more than that, though, she's a scam artist.
And she scammed me.
Correct.
So now I have to pay my mortgage and electricity and...
And you'll
cable.
Never get a penny of this back. Get ready.
I realize that. There will never be... Any,
you'll get
any,
back in there after you hire an attorney, and you'll pay for that.
Yeah.
And after you file the papers, you'll pay for that.
And
after you go
I've
to a see, you're in front of a judge, and you'll pay fees for being in the courtroom.
Yeah.
At some point, you will get your place back, and they will tell her she has to leave. But in the meantime, she fucked you over.
Big time.
Yep. And now, and on your record, there is that... There is that protective order.
Well, no, there's a court date that was produced to me. So once I go to the court date, then it's time for the judge to decide, because I filed a motion to dissolve the protection order. So now there's a court date.
Right, and when is that? Again, tomorrow?
June 23rd.
June 23rd. That's great. That'll be summer by the time that happens. And
that's
she's
right.
At your place,
yeah.
You know, with the loofah and watching your TV and,
that's
you know,
right.
Eating all the food left in your refrigerator and calling
Absolutely.
Her friends on the phone and bragging about what she did. Yeah. And you're still calling her your girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. You know, she seems so nice. She came and visited my family. They all approved of her. And then in one night...
What did I tell you about having women meet your family?
Yep. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yep.
But you did it anyway. Now that's three things we've identified that I've told you not to do, but you insisted on doing them anyway.
That's correct. You're absolutely right. And that's...
Yep.
That's the reason why I'm calling you today is to, you know, shout out to the guys out there that what you say is absolutely true, and don't fucking do what I did, because it's a goddamn nightmare. And you know what it does? It fucking burns up your time. I've had to go to the court twice to file motions, and you know how the court works. You know, they work at the speed of government, where it just takes fucking hours.
Right. And you had to go to your boss and say, I gotta have time off to go down, I gotta go to court.
Yep.
Then you had to decide you're gonna lie to him about why you were going, or you had to tell him the truth, each one equally embarrassing.
Well, I didn't say court. I just said time off, and of course they were cool with that. You know, I've never taken time off in the past.
But you know, in a city the size of Reno, the entire court calendar is in the newspaper.
Oh, yeah, you can go online and search anybody.
Right, but what I'm saying is you don't even have to search. It's right there in the newspaper.
Yeah, I haven't seen my picture.
Somebody's
going
to be flipping through the used car ads or something, and there's going to be your name.
Well, that sucks ass.
It
I
does.
I haven't seen it. And I didn't
Not
even
yet.
Do anything. I never laid a
well,
violent...
Well, welcome to my world. You know what? This has been my world for 23 years. I didn't do anything. Yeah, well, I didn't do anything either. But do you know that today, 23 years later, the internet is full of people saying that I did something I never did 23 years
ago? That's ridiculous. How is it that way? You know, and
because nothing that is put on the internet ever goes away.
And when I spoke to the police who came to serve me the documents, which I have right here, you know, I explained this to them. And they told me that they said, yeah, I believe it's bullshit, but it's signed by a judge. All we can do is go by what the judge says.
And by the way, that cop was exactly right. He was telling you the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not his decision. It's just, you know, the court documents, and if it was signed by a judge, then... It's done.
Right?
Which sucks.
That's it. But you see, people do not see the urgency. When I tell people, do not have a girlfriend. Do not let them move into your house. Do not let them visit your house. People think I'm full of shit. They think I'm full of shit.
Well,
okay?
They are wrong that you're full of shit, and I was wrong to allow her into my house, and she was staying at a motel, and she came over to watch a movie, and then she claimed domestic violence, and she gets custody of my house for at least a month.
And by the way, even if she ruins your house, you will not get 10 cents back.
Exactly, and that's what I'm worried about. If she takes a hammer to my walls or... you know, starts a fire. It's all on me.
Do you have a pool? You have a hot tub? You're in Reno. You have a hot tub?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Because I was just imagining her and her girlfriends in the hot tub, and there they are giggling and talking about what she pulled on you.
Yep, I understand that. That's not happening. But, I did.
Got any liquor? Got any wine over there?
I do. So that's
come on over, girls.
Yeah.
We get yo. Watch.
Well, I think she's got a new boyfriend who she has staying over there. So I don't.
She's got a boyfriend staying over there.
She.
I said she has a boyfriend staying at your house.
I think so.
I thought you were the boyfriend.
Not anymore. Not after this.
I think she's had this guy the whole time.
She could have. Who knows? You know,
this is a scam artist.
Yeah, I can't go over there and see what's up. She's got neighbors watching, and I don't want I don't want to violate the terms of the protection order, so I don't go over there. I have my sister go over there, and she's telling me that there's, you know, other cars over there, and...
I told you. What did I just say to you?
Who the fuck knows what's going on over there? She could
be... Well, you have to admit, I pretty accurately described what was going on, both before we ever spoke and now.
Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, I didn't listen. I broke the rules. And I wanted to tell the listeners what can happen when you do that. You get fucked. You know, when she signed the protection order, I was not asked there is no my side, the judge
doesn't work
said,
that way.
Okay. And I don't understand why
not. She files the order, and then you'll meet in court 6 weeks from now.
Yeah, exactly. So in a month, while I stay away from my home, I can't go to my residence. I can't see what she's doing there. She could be stealing my stuff.
Probably
she
is.
She doesn't have anything. You know, and I've got thousands of dollars of personal property.
Yep.
And she
I hope you have an attorney.
I will get one. Like I said, this is just
because ultimately I think you have a lawsuit because of all of this, but I'm not an attorney. I would recommend you get one.
Yeah.
And then have a conversation about this. Also, I wouldn't accept the idea that I have to stay out of my own house for 6 weeks. I would want an attorney to come in and move for an earlier date or an expedited date. You haven't really done everything you can.
Yeah, well, that's what I did yesterday. I went and filed a motion to retract the PTO, which would get an earlier court date than June 23rd.
Right, but you're not an attorney, and I'm telling you, don't. I know this is costing you money, but don't cheap out now. You really have to go for her throat.
Yep. Well, she's certainly going for the throat.
All right. Well, then you have to have an attorney immediately.
Yeah, I've looked. My mom looked in the phone book, and we've got.
That's not how you get an attorney. Do you have an accountant?
I am an accountant.
All right. Don't people ever ask you for recommendations on attorneys?
No. But
right.
I
does your mom have an attorney?
I have an attorney.
Where is he? Why isn't he involved already?
I don't think he's. Well, I guess he is family law.
It doesn't matter. You go to your attorney, and you say to your attorney, "I need an attorney."
Okay.
That's how
I
it
can
works.
Do that.
Don't be going to the phone book.
Well, my mom is old school and. She had nothing to do.
Yeah,
so
well, I guess what? I believe in doing it so that you win, okay? Winning
Absolutely.
Is what it's all about.
Well,
you're doing
bottom,
what losers are. You're going to the phone book. By the way, it's the 21st century. Who even has a phone book anymore?
My mom. I use the computer and Google.
Yeah. Well, my recommendation to you is you call your attorney and say, here's my situation. Are you the right attorney for this? If not, who would you recommend?
Right.
Now, stop fucking around, Christopher.
It's like I said, it's been 2 days.
Sitting with your mom going through the yellow pages looking for an attorney is not the way to handle this.
No, she's just doing that on her own time.
You're going to pick up the phone when I'm done with you. You're going to call your attorney. And you're going to say, here's the situation I'm in. Are you the right attorney? If you're not, who is the right attorney?
I completely understand that.
But you're going to do it.
What I've done already, like I said, it's been 2 days.
You're not an attorney.
I went down to the courthouse.
Are you hearing me? You are not an attorney.
Right. I'm an accountant.
Right. Then, which means nothing in a courtroom. You need to consult with an attorney now.
Yeah. Well,
right now. Not next week. Not after your mom finds an ad in the yellow pages. Now.
No, I understand you, Tom.
And you're not going to do again. I'm telling you what to do to try to fix this, and you're going to ignore my advice again.
That's absolutely not true.
So you'll be calling your attorney when we hang up, right?
Yes, if it's not too well,
no,
I'll leave a message on his phone.
No, you won't.
Why do you
You're
say that?
You're going to go down to the courtroom. You're going to keep, because you keep telling me, well, I went down and I filed and I went to the courthouse and I, none of that matters. If you didn't do it with an attorney, it didn't happen.
It absolutely did happen.
Really? So you have to wait 6 weeks to go
nope.
to court?
No. Nope.
If you had an attorney, I see no evidence you're getting in before the middle of June.
The courthouse stamped my papers, gave me copies.
So what?
And so
where is your expedited court date?
I haven't got it yet. It just happened yesterday.
Yeah, well, and why don't you want to consult with an attorney? You're afraid it's going to cost money?
It will cost money, yes.
That's why you don't want to consult with an attorney.
I will consult with an attorney.
Yeah, when?
I will consult with them. I'll give them a call after we hang up.
Okay, that's what I want to hear, Christopher.
And tell them all the papers I've filed. I can go to their office, show them all the court documents.
That doesn't mean you did everything right. It just means they'll look at what you've done. But believe me, every time I've gone into an attorney's office, the attorney says, this is not enough. We got to move this thing. We got to get this going. And then they have ways to do it. They have connections. They have experience you don't have.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Right? So you have to do that.
I want to expedite this. And, you know, I just want to get back into my home. She can have a PTO against me. I don't give a fuck. I just want to get into my house. I'll never see her again.
Right.
And done.
Hang on a second, Christopher. Andrew, what did you want to say here to Christopher?
Christopher, this same thing happened to me last April 2015. Let me tell you this. I found out she had a boyfriend. I was staying at my parents' house because I was starting the separation process. And then my friends and neighbors were telling me that there was a truck parked in the backyard. And so I found out she had somebody living in my house. They were, you know, fucking and sucking in my house, doing whatever behind my back. And I found out about it, and I came over to get my furniture and my stuff and move out. And when I did, there was an altercation that broke out between basically her just teeing off on me, hitting me, slapping me around. And luckily, I had my friend and my parents with me at the time. And I had to go. I called the police myself because she was out of control. And she assaulted me. And then her and her boyfriend gave a bullshit story to the police. I gave my side of the story. And then the following Monday, she goes to the sheriff's department and tries to get an order of protection against me. And an order of protection is like you can't be within 100 yards of her. You can't be within 200 yards of her, whatever the distance is. If she called the police and you should – okay, well, whatever the amount of distance is. I'm from South Carolina.
Okay.
And so
I think it has their own, you know, laws.
Each state has their own. Yeah, like each state has their own number on it. But like, if the police show up and you're there and she's there, there's no questions asked. You're going to jail. That's it. So I fought that, and then she went to her attorney and tried to get one of those things against me and her, and my private investigator followed her to her lawyer's office and everything, because I started surveillance on her right after I got my stuff out of the house. And she went from there to the sheriff's department. Basically, her lawyer told her she didn't have enough for order of protection. And so then she went to the sheriff's department and she filled out some bogus paperwork and put a bunch of lies on there. And then I got served with papers, and then I went to court 3 weeks later about the order of protection. And the judge didn't see any substantial evidence or whatever to grant that. But what I did get was a mutual restraining order. And what I could not do was go back to my own property. I was out of my property from April until December. And I finally got back in my house at the end of December. And I had video games. I had my TV. I had my own shit in the house. And a lot of it was gone because she went fucking crazy and she fell in love with some other dude. So Christopher, listen to me. What you need to do Monday morning at 8 o'clock or over the weekend, you need to talk to some friends of yours who have had divorces. I mean, tough divorces. and ask who a good family law lawyer is out there in California. People who know about orders of protection and restraining orders and stuff like that. That's what you need to do. Ask your friends who've been divorced who a good attorney is. And that's all I can tell you, because I mean, because there's nothing really you can do.
I understand that.
Whatever that judge says, whatever you got to do. That's
it. If your girlfriend stole from you, you need to get a civil attorney and file a
suit.
That's
a civil matter. Yeah, that's nothing criminal.
Yeah, it's civil. But the chances are, if you don't have receipts for your things, they won't grant it to you.
I don't know. I mean,
or you just cut your losses.
You don't have an attorney. You don't know if that's true.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, like, you need to get yourself a good family law attorney that's well versed in this stuff. That's it.
Yeah.
And if you're worried about the money, get on a payment plan. It's worth it, whatever it costs.
Money's not a problem. I can do that. I just, like I said, this just happened 2 days ago. In the last 2 days, I've been in court filing papers.
I wouldn't be in court filing
married.
Papers. The first thing I would have done was be to call an attorney.
A lawyer. Well, yes, file papers
right away
with your attorney. Pay the retainer fee. Pay the retainer fee.
Yeah.
Retain the services of an attorney.
And I called an attorney, and she's a female.
She's
a female who fights for male rights.
Uh-huh. And what did she say?
Her retainer is $2,500.
Pay it. Get a credit card and fucking pay it.
It'd definitely be worth it. Then I also got an eviction notice.
Why would you be getting an eviction notice?
To
from
get
your own place?
The hell out of there.
Wait a minute. I'm not an attorney, but let me say this as someone who's seen these things a lot of times. My guess is, as long as the other thing is going on, they're not going to pay any attention to an eviction notice.
Exactly.
Well, the eviction notice that they're going to present is saying that nobody is allowed to stay in my house besides myself.
Yeah.
Well, again, unless it's being done by an attorney, it never happened.
I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening until the judge orders her out of that house. And that's the only way it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I should receive a response on Monday or Tuesday, because I presented that on Wednesday, and they said it would take 36 hours. So I figured...
Again, you don't hear me, Christopher, and I'm trying to tell you.
I do.
You should not be filing any papers on your own ever, 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 ever. Do you want to know some of the things that can go wrong? Inadvertently, you may have admitted you did something that could hurt your case.
What's that?
I don't know. I don't know the facts of the case. I'm just saying, when you fill this stuff out yourself, you might be putting information in there that an attorney would recommend you not put in.
Well, this was just an eviction saying...
I don't care what it is. I don't... why is it you want to do things backwards? You want to do things first and then hire an attorney. Why?
I just wanted to get the process started.
You get it started with an attorney.
Okay. Well, when I call them... After this call, I will tell them exactly what paperwork has been filed.
Look, if you think my opinion is worth anything, I don't want you ever filing a piece of paper in a courtroom for the rest of your life. Ever.
Okay.
Not ever.
Gotcha.
That system is rigged so that attorneys win and people without attorneys get fucked.
It just seems weird that...
I don't care how it seems. I don't care how it seems.
It seems weird that my ex did not have an attorney, and yet...
We don't care what she's doing. She's a woman, and the court works differently for women. You're not a woman, and you need to have an attorney. It doesn't matter what other people do. You need an attorney. Every
should,
time.
Should I go transgender?
No, just get an attorney. Seriously.
I'll do that.
Do not, if you find yourself going to a courthouse and filling out a form, you're doing it wrong.
It seems straightforward.
I don't care how it seems. I'm telling you how it is, not how it seems. I've been in the courtroom. I'm divorced four times. I've been arrested for domestic violence. Son, you never fill out forms in a courtroom. Not ever. No way. No how. Not ever.
Got you. I understand.
Not ever. I don't care how straightforward. In fact, don't take my word for it. Let me get an attorney on here. Adam Sachs. Christopher is filing his own paperwork. His girlfriend, who is actually a grifter, came over to watch a movie one night, filed a form claiming he was engaged in domestic violence, got him thrown out of his own house. And now he's not going to get a hearing till sometime towards the middle or end of June.
June 23rd.
Should this guy be filling out papers? Seriously.
Hey, okay. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Okay. Listen, you know, Dino called me so I could talk to you about this a little bit.
Thank you, Dino.
I know it sounds like... Thanks, Dino. I know it sounds like I have a vested interest, okay, but I don't, okay? It's not because I'm a lawyer. I'm telling you now, okay? You're underwater in court. As a man, you already have a big disadvantage. Family law is all about protecting women and children, okay? Now, it is true. Well, it's reality. You have to face reality, not the world that we wish it was, okay? If you look online... Well, one second. Fair is not the point, okay?
Yeah.
If you look online, there's a lot of forms that you can download, and Tom always talked about, getting them from the UPS store or whatever, and there is some slight truth to that. But court is a lot more than forms. First of all, you have to prepare them correctly. You have to present your arguments in a very specific kind of way, what the judge likes. And when you go in and you're standing there, okay, with your dick in your hand, basically, and you got judges and prosecutors and juries and opposing counsel, you're dead meat if you don't have a lawyer. You're just not going to be able to do it. We have romantic ideas in our society, you know, like the Rambo movies of this guy who's, you know, lone warrior, and he goes in and he bucks the system, and in the last scene of the movie, he wins. But in real life, it's not true. He loses. Okay?
Yep.
And when you talk about the sensitivity today, well, it's really important that you understand the way the whole entire system is geared towards protecting women, and there's all these things about domestic violence and all these initiatives from the government. If you walk in, the judge has read the papers that you abused her or you whatever she's claiming, you're already dead. You look like a piece of crap, okay? And I have to go in there, or you have to get a lawyer who knows what they're doing, and it is an uphill battle. And I win these all the time.
Are you licensed in the state of Nevada?
I'm not, but it doesn't matter. I can get special permission to appear for you. But that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm trying to give you something. Even if you don't use me, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not having a vested interest here, okay? What I'm trying to make clear to you is you are absolutely out of your mind if you go in without a lawyer. They say when you don't have a lawyer, it means you have a fool for a client. And that client is you. Don't be that fool. The judge is not even going to listen to you for 2 seconds. She's going to turn on the waterworks and start crying, and she's obviously a grifter of some kind. So she's done this before. She knows how to play it. Believe me, these women play it to the hilt. And whatever you filed with your little pencil scratch is going to look like crap. Your arguments are not going to be concise. You're emotionally involved. You are going to get slammed. And by the way, unfortunately, that's what happens to a lot of guys. And then they call me and they say, hey, I was in court yesterday and it wasn't fair and I got screwed and now I need a lawyer. And what ends up happening then is I'm totally behind the eight ball. I'm trying to fix this mess that's already a disaster. I'm going into a case that's already been ruled against and trying to turn it around. It ends up taking twice as long and costing 10 times as much. Okay. So please,
totally understand.
Please don't do it. You got to listen to Tom. He knows what he's talking about. When you approach the legal system, you need to have your own attorney. You have to. It's just the way it is. It would be
right.
Like trying to do heart surgery on yourself. Would you take a knife and cut yourself open and start, you know, screwing around with your heart valves? No way. You have a professional do it. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, Adam, and I totally respect that. And you're absolutely right. Charges except have been filed against me, and I do need professional help to defend myself.
So why are you arguing with Tom about it? I don't understand.
I wasn't arguing with him. Not at all.
Were telling me that you didn't say the words, I don't really need an attorney, but you kept saying, but it was so, the forms were very simple, and it was just very basic, and I was just writing basic stuff and answering the questions. And the fact is that you shouldn't be filling out any forms, ever.
I went on the decision on the court where they told me, fill this paperwork out. We'll help you do that, and then you can submit.
They'll help you do that if you're destitute, okay? If you're one of those people who comes in with no money, you can afford an attorney. And just because they told you to do that doesn't mean to take them literally.
Well, I put my trust in them, and I guess maybe I shouldn't have.
You should be putting your trust. You know what? You've been listening to me a long time. Adam Sachs is a trusted member of this group here. You should be listening to us, not to strangers. I'm telling you don't go to a courtroom and start filling out paperwork. Ever.
Okay.
At any time.
Okay, well, that's already happened, so I want to move forward. What I'll do is get an attorney. I've got all the documentation. The attorney can look at the documentation and help me get this settled, correct?
Well, that would be your hope, yes, but you need to consult with an attorney.
I would look at your papers, and if they're okay, I'll fix them up or whatever, but that's only 1% of it. You also have to go and do it properly in the actual courtroom, okay? So
yep.
It's a lot of things. An attorney is creating a whole strategy, is making a counter plan, is defending you in 100 different ways. And if you go to court without a lawyer, you're going in naked. Okay? That's
understand.
It. And you're going to take the advice, legal advice, I should say, of the counter clerk whose name you don't even know? That's
yep.
the person who's going to advise you? Life and death important decisions?
They just
suicide.
Told me how to fill out the forms.
Who's they? Do you even know the name of the person you're talking about?
No, they were
this
just
person
at the
was
front
a lawyer.
Desk.
Okay.
No, she.
Do you hear what you're saying? Do you honestly hear what you're saying?
I do. I took the advice of somebody who doesn't know the law. They just know the forms, and
they may not even know the forms.
Well, they printed them out for me. They told me how to fill them out.
I printed out. Do you know how many forms I printed out that I had no idea what they were?
I do not.
Anytime you buy a house, you're going to closing, you've got a settlement statement, you print it out. Do you know what any of that stuff means on that statement? Have you read all of it? Do you understand it?
I certainly did. My mortgage payments... that was like 10 or 15 pages, and that was like
really?
20 years ago.
And did you have an attorney go over that? Probably not.
I did not.
There we go. So you have no idea. One day somebody would come to you and say that the title search was wrong, that you're not the owner of your own property. You have no idea what can happen when you buy a house and don't have an attorney involved.
I looked at my property online and saw that I was
the
right
owner. So I guess you know better than we do. See, again, there's nothing different here. No matter how long you talk to us, the attitude is the same. You don't need attorneys. You get online, you get the answer yourself. I got a guy at the UPS store who can help you fill out some forms if you need that.
Yeah. I'll have my attorney contact the person at UPS and advise me.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, I mean, this person, you know what? This person's an expert. They sell forms, legal forms at UPS. He's helped many people fill out the forms.
Yeah. Well,
you're the kind of person who would buy that.
I hear what you're saying, Tom, and Mr. Sachs. You know, and I totally agree with you. I'm not trying to argue. I need to get an attorney to finalize all this stuff and
right.
to see what I've done. And if I've done anything wrong, they'll correct it in a legal way, and I will have to pay for that, and I understand that.
This is all about winning. Do you understand this is all about winning?
Yeah.
It's not a matter of what's fair and unfair, what's right, what's wrong. She's a woman, you're not a woman. It's not about any of that. You pay for an attorney to have a better shot at getting your outcome, winning.
Right. And I'm able to pay for that. And
Let me tell you, I've been divorced four times. Do you know how much alimony
right.
I've paid?
Zero.
Zero.
I
Do you know how many times
I've
had to go to court and split my possessions?
Zero.
Zero. I own
Pretty
two
cool,
houses,
huh?
Free and clear. No one else owns a stake in them in any way, shape, or form. Why do you think that is?
Because you're a smart and you got an attorney and...
Every time.
Right.
I didn't go down to the courthouse and fill out my own divorce papers, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. I totally understand, Tom.
So you're going to change starting now, Christopher.
And I will do that. Like
all
I said,
right.
once we get off the phone, I will look at this attorney it's a family court attorney. I'll pay the retainer and get the whole process started.
All right. And the other thing I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold, and Dean's going to also hook you up with Adam Sachs. And, you know, perhaps Adam could be that person. But whoever, you need somebody. All right? Thank you so much. It's WAP, Wide Open Phones on the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number, 901-3000-TOM. Coming up next, Mr. Checkpoint is going to take a look at all the drunk driving checkpoints here, there, and everywhere.
The entire Tom Likas experience in your pants.
Get the app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Time now to take a look at all the drunk driving checkpoints here, there, and everywhere. And here to do that from MrCheckpoint.com, it's Mr. Checkpoint himself. Take it away, Senate.
Thank you, Tom. Reporting live from Santa Monica Boulevard in Beverly Hills. There will be police and DUI checkpoints popping up all over California this weekend. Make sure to let us know on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat if you hear or see a DUI checkpoint. Tonight in Los Angeles, from 8 p.m. till 4 a.m., DUI checkpoint in Sun Valley at Ross Boulevard and Coldwater Canyon Avenue. At 8 p.m. as well to 2 a.m., Hawthorne will have a DUI checkpoint at an undisclosed location. And Pomona, DUI checkpoint from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m., DUI checkpoint at White Avenue and McKinley Avenue. There will also be DUI saturation patrol in Pomona from 7 p.m. till 3 a.m., in the Inland Empire, DUI checkpoint tonight in Ontario from 6 p.m. till 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. In San Diego, we'll have two DUI checkpoints at undisclosed locations and times in Escondido and Santee. Saturday, May 14th, I got a DUI checkpoint in L.A. from 8 p.m. till 2 a.m. This will be at Vermont Avenue and Beverly Boulevard. Make sure to download the free Mr. Checkpoint app, downloaded by over 375,000 people, including our professor. I want to remind everyone to be responsible, don't drink and drive, and download the free Mr. Checkpoint app for your iPhone or Android.
And you can find Mr. Checkpoint at his website, MrCheckpoint.com. The Tom Likas Show. It's Wob Wide Open Phones from New York City at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. We got more WAP coming up here at 901-3000-866.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app.
Now, 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's news for guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Yeah.
From the No Shit File, apparently a woman has gotten pregnant being banged in the ass.
Come on.
Dr. Brian Stexler, urologist at the Jersey Urology Group, Atlantic City.
I thought you were going to say this isn't in India, but no.
Says that this woman actually had a very unusual connection between her womb and her rectum. This is the Daily Mail. They get things right.
No, I can't get this wrong, especially with Brian Steckler or whatever. This dude knows what he's doing.
Right. So her womb and her rectum connected somehow, and that's how the jizz got to where it wanted to be.
So she's the first to have an ass baby.
Correct. Wow. So it's never cool. You're never safe.
No.
We have an ass baby.
That's horrible. I'm doomed.
Yeah, you thought all this time you were safe. You better make sure there's not like a secret tube.
I'm just trying to think if that's actually what Timpson saw out of the whole deal.
He witnessed the conception of an ass baby. That's fucking good.
That's horrible.
According to new research from the University of Virginia, 1 in 10 people check their phones during sex. We've seen these numbers before.
That means those people are probably cheating.
Those people are either cheating or bored to death.
I'm going to guess cheat.
Yeah. That's just simply sad. Knew this was going to happen eventually. This out of Milwaukee, couple of students, actually a bunch of students, 14 and 15 years old, played hooky.
Okay, that's not uncommon.
And then streamed sex live on a Facebook account.
Yeah.
And let the other students know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So it was a happening. It was like a pay-per-view.
By the way, they're in big trouble because that's distribution of child pornography.
Yep.
If they're under 18.
Not a good situation.
No, that's a disaster.
Now, I'm trying to figure this out from the story. Okay, it's a 14-year-old girl, a 15-year-old girl, and a 15-year-old boy. So it was a threesome.
Dude gets it done.
Huge.
Man.
He is now big man on campus. Until he ends up in jail. But again, they're all 15, 14 years old. I don't know what's going to happen here, but, you know, I saw this coming, you know, with all the ability to stream live video now.
Right.
And everything that you've got. I mean, I think that this is kind of shit that's going to happen. I thought for sure, you know, somebody's going to Periscope some dude getting changed in the locker room.
We saw somebody stream that they were drinking and driving. I mean, everything has happened. I mean, because if you think about it, even the mundane, I mean, somebody walking down Bourbon Street, let's say, in Louisiana, and posting it on Facebook. I mean, that's nothing compared to two teens.
Well, obviously.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about underage stuff, and I'm talking specifically about stuff in schools where there's cliques and all this other stuff. And Jesus Christ, I mean, everybody's just buried in their phones. That's just going to happen like nonstop.
Well, now when they say video or pictures or it didn't happen, they mean it.
Right.
Yeah, sure, you had that threesome. Oh, yeah.
Goddamn, can't believe this. Hayden Panettiere back in rehab over this postpartum deal. She did not handle pregnancy well.
No.
At all.
I'm going to guess she's one and done from the baby front. This has been nothing short of a disaster.
There's no doubt, and there's no physical evidence that proves this is not an ass baby. We don't know.
No.
She apparently has confessed to using unhealthy coping mechanisms, and I would imagine those are sort of what you do.
Yeah, she's like, you know, it's terrible.
There's plenty more news for guys.com. And you can find our show at GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.